Let's call the meeting to order. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. If anyone cannot stay for the whole meeting, who wants to maybe comment on the agenda today, can do it at this time. Okay, everybody stand? Okay. We get a motion for the minutes of February 14th.
I move that we approve the minutes for February 14th, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approval for the agenda for April 13th. Do I get a motion for that?
Can I suggest that on the planning and zoning, we put your number two first, because it's probably going to be relatively short. I think there'll be more discussion on number one, so we could just switch a little bit.
You want to go to that one?
Yeah.
After we do
number
the approval, we get a motion for the...
After the informational items, just switching one and two.
Okay.
All right, I move that we approve the agenda for April 11, 2023, moving number two in the planning and zoning to number one.
Do we have a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's go with the informational items. Receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of March, 12 medical calls, 1 medical flight, 2 fires. As far as our fires are concerned, weather's changing, plants are going to start growing, keep that green line around the property, try and keep your house as a defendable position, don't let that stuff grow up, don't let the debris start accumulating, the pallets, things like this. We had a situation with a vehicle fire up in the past. We did what we could to try and keep from inconveniencing the community as much as possible by leaving a lane open. The problem we're having is people take abuse of that and start speeding through. I'm not going to allow any of my personnel to be bounced off of a hood. If we cannot be respectful, slow it down, and work with us, I will have no choice but to close that road. 45 minutes, 1 hour delays. I don't have any other choice. I have to work in the safest manner for my people. That's all it is. When we are in operations medically, we're bringing down a helicopter, aircraft, anything like that. If we're asking you to clear a zone so that we can land that aircraft safely for everybody, please give us that opportunity. Let us get it on the ground, let us get our patient on board, and get the thing out of here. Typically, we don't see an aircraft on the ground for 15 minutes or anything past that. I know I'm preaching to the choir on all these points, but I have to say this because I'm sure at some point somebody's complained about some of my actions. If you hear those actions, those complaints, by all means, refer them back to me or let them know, hey, you know, maybe if we did our part, we can make it better for everyone. So, I don't know. Anyone have questions for me? Perfect, thanks.
Thank you. Receive a report from Metro.
Hello everyone, Officer Allen with Metro. So we just got some statistics for you. Sandy Valley, for the month of March, Metro handled 207 calls for service. We made two arrests, we wrote 18 tickets, and we conducted 31 car stops in the Sandy Valley area for the month of March. Our highest call volume times are between 4 and 5 and 10 and 11 o'clock at night. So does anybody have any questions for me?
4 or 5 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m. So between 4 and 5 p.m. and then again at 10 and 11 at night. So our biggest call problem per se is loud music calls right now. We had 16 of those for the month of March. And obviously with the weather getting nicer, we'll be having parties, barbecues, things like that. We ask that after 10 o'clock, you turn the music down to a responsible or reasonable level. In Nevada, there is not a noise violation ordinance. It's only a disorderly conduct or disturbing the peace ordinance. So realistically, if your music is too loud, you can receive a citation at any point in time in the day. But the district attorney has given the direction that anything prior to 10 o'clock won't be considered for charges unless it's totally egregious. But after 10 o'clock, that's when they will start allowing those cases to come through. So if it's after 10 and it's pretty bad, give us a call. Sometimes too, I know your 311 hold times can be long. When you call out here, you can wait on hold for 311 up to an hour. Fortunately, you get lumped into calls for service from Las Vegas as well, and that's just how long the times are. So, does anybody have any questions?
So Jason, what you're saying is you're having a party with your neighbors.
That's a good idea. That keeps everybody happy. Nobody calls. So, all right.
Thank you. Received report from the Sandy Valley Schools.
So we haven't met since February, we've had a couple things going on. In basketball, the boys qualified for state this year, which is the first time any of the teams have done that. So they went up, they lost in their first game and then got stuck up in Reno because of weather, but they had a good time and it was all good. We did have our senior trip to Washington, D.C., which was a success. We had one student that couldn't go at the last minute, so I was invited to join them. So I had a blast. Our seniors had a great time. I know they met with the American Legion the other day and kind of gave a report to them. It was an excellent trip that was jam-packed. I just wanted to reach out and say thank you to the community and all the different organizations. And there was a lot of support and money that helped out to get those kids there, and they really appreciated it. So. And then we have started baseball and softball, and if you've been up around the school, that new baseball field is open, so we've been using it. So we're having baseball and softball games together right next to each other. It's fun. So we're still waiting on the other buildings, the high school buildings, to be finished up, but baseball and softball are currently going on. That schedule is on the school website. Is there anything else?
We have two of the young ladies here that have gone to Washington, D.C. Did you guys want to say anything on your behalf of Washington, D.C.? I know. They were hiding behind me and they didn't know.
This was not the reason they came. So I didn't call them out.
Well, if you have any questions about Washington, D.C., go ahead and ask these ladies after the meeting.
Can I say something real quick?
Absolutely.
They actually told us about their trip at the Legion meeting, and one thing I found interesting was seven of the kids that went from kindergarten all the way through senior year together, and they got to go on the trip together. And I just, where does that happen?
And it's one of those experiences that they'll remember the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
It was an excellent, excellent trip.
They learned how to do the Metro.
There's some good life lessons as well. Good life lessons.
We were like, okay, well, when the doors open, you gotta get in, and it was like, and then all of a sudden, doors closing, and then they were directing, and they were telling us where to go, so we were good. And they did learn something. Definitely had a lot going on.
So once again, appreciate the community support with everything with the school, with athletics and the trips and everything. And then we've got graduation coming up next month, but we'll report on that right before that happens.
Okay, thank you. Received report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Yay. Okay, so this Friday, April 14th, I'm doing Come Fly a Kite from 11 to 1. The kids can come to make a kite, and then they're small enough, they can actually fly them inside, but I'm going to take them outside to fly the kite. You can bring a chair, your lunch, whatever, and come watch them fly their kites. Hopefully I have some kids show up for it. And if you want to bring your own kite and fly it, you're more than welcome.
What time is that?
11 to 1. And next Friday is Quilting Club from 10 to 2. May 5th, I'm doing a Mother's Day craft and movie night. And May 12th is Quilting Club. And we have basketball at the school from 6 to 7:30 and on Wednesday nights, and then volleyball is Thursday nights from 6 to 7:30 at the school.
What did you say between Mother's Day and
movie night? May 5th. And then quilting on the 12th. May 12th.
That it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do we have anybody here for the Valley Electric? Representing Valley Electric? Nope.
I can say one thing. I'm just the district elect right now. I'm not a representative. I talked to Terry today and she didn't have any messages. But I can tell you that tomorrow there'll be a board meeting at 2 o'clock, and you can Zoom that, or you can go there. And that's the best way to get information about what's going on at Valley Electric is watch the board meetings.
Introduce yourself, Kevin. Introduce yourself. Your name.
Kevin McMahon.
All right. Thank you. We have anyone here representing the BLM?
BLM kind of wanted to pass along. Unfortunately, they're busy doing a rescue, but they had nothing to report, and they're sorry they missed you guys.
Okay. Receive report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. So, I'm sure all of you have noticed the work in the past. It's not the ultimate project, so please do not think that this is all we're getting. Commissioner Jones and I sat down with the Director of Public Works 6 weeks ago and said, come on, dude, this is ridiculous. We need to do something. The potholes are out of control. And there's not a whole lot they can do. There's not a lot to work with, so they put them in and they pop right back out. So they decided to do a mill and pave. So they said it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks. They found about 12 areas that are so bad that they can't be patched anymore. So you can see they started with those areas at the top of the hill. And then he said they're probably going to take out and replace about 250 tons of stuff. One thing, when the director offered that up, I was very concerned that he was going to say, well, then you don't get the whole project. And I even asked him in front of the commissioner. He said, no, that's not it. The project is still happening. We just, as I reported before, trying to get an engineer is difficult right now. And I didn't know if that was really true or not. I mean, that's what I've been told. But I actually had a meeting with a developer today, and it's getting engineers right now is really hard. There's a lot of demand. So it is accurate that that's the holdup. So as soon as we get an engineer to do it, they're going to do the whole thing. So for right now, this is what we're going to get. I have planned and I put out some flyers about the Sandy Valley Arts and Entertainment Festival. I haven't had much response, so if I don't get a whole lot of response, we won't do it. But the plan is have craft fair during the day. Anybody in the community that does any kind of art, craft, small business, anything like that, food, can come and sell, and we'll have free lunch. And then that night is a talent show, and I've had no one sign up for the talent show. So I know. So I'm really hoping I'll give it another push. I'm really hoping we can do that. And for at night, it would be, there would be a Your Panadas, it's an empanadas truck that would be here for free dinner and free ice cream. So just trying to make it a big, cool thing. But I know it's a busy time of year because once it gets decent out, we all want to be outside. So so please think about participating in that. May 13th. And then Transform Clark County, which we've talked about over the past couple years, was the rewrite of Title 30. Some of the changes I asked for the rural areas were made, some weren't. One of the big things that I'm concerned about, and I know you guys are too, is how the code handles livestock, which we don't do a good job. The code does not handle livestock well at all, and animals in general. So they didn't make the changes we asked for, and I was a little worked up about it. And we talked about it, and they decided because animals, they aren't experts in animals. They want to do some more focused work on it. So instead of holding up this multi-million dollar process to fix it, we're gonna hold off on the animals and then have some focus groups afterwards. So at first I was really not happy about it, but I think it's gonna be better because it's gonna get more attention on that issue rather than being lumped in with the whole code. So for right now, it's not gonna change, but it should get better after the implementation of the code. I think that's all I have for right now. Unless there's questions for me. Yes.
Update on that, excuse me, I'm wearing a mask. I was cutting some plywood, the wind came up, blew all the sawdust in my face, so I've caulked up a couple of dural flame logs or anything.
Oh, okay, well, that's your...
Anyway, on the project down in Gene for the major warehousing facility, they built in, widening the underpass to four lanes.
I had a meeting scheduled with NDOT to find out what they're working on there. Sure. And it got postponed, so I don't have an update on that, and I hope in this meeting.
Yeah, because we want to stay on top of that.
Absolutely.
That's a big problem for people in Good Springs and Sandy Valley.
I know. I deal with it myself, so I know.
Thank you.
Yes?
Was there any progress on getting a chip reader out here for animals?
No, and that was on our list. I do not have an update on that, but I will ask on that.
Very good.
And I also have asked if we can have another vaccination clinic. So I'm waiting to hear back on that too.
Okay.
Megan, you mentioned about a mammogram bank.
Yes. And that date. Hey, Shauna, do you remember when the mammograms come out? I think it's July.
July 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Hold
on, let me look. Mm-hmm. I think it's July 6th. Because I thought, oh, it's going to be sweaty. Sorry, guys. July 6th. Okay. And so we'll put flyers out for to sign up for that when it gets closer. Anything else for me?
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to planning and zoning. We're going to go with number two, the WC-23-4012. The Bedonia Lucenio. You want to give us a presentation, please?
Sure. Is there any way to set this up? Or...
You
can
give it to me. I'll hold it for you.
Oh, okay.
We don't have, I have an easel, but I can come to
bring
I'll be here
on the back. I have some handouts for you guys, too, as well.
Thank you. So can you introduce yourself?
My name is Phil Wakefield with Blue Diamond Civil Engineering, 9816 Gillespie Street, Suite 120. I'm here to represent the owner. Essentially, this project is located along Woods Avenue on the northwest corner of Woods and Potomac. It's a 2-acre residential project. This one has been before you before. We had an application for a waiver of the fill. This application is to waive the drainage study requirements that were required for the original application We've actually worked with Clark County Public Works. They assisted us in what the needs were for the drainage in this area. They've already done a master drainage study. So we've worked with them in setting the finish door. They actually agree that a drainage study is probably not needed. What else can I tell you about this one?
You mind if I help?
I'm sorry?
You mind if I help explain?
Sure.
Okay. So they came to you and asked for a waiver. Because they had put extra fill on the site, which happens when the site is kind of, you know, on an angle. And when they got approved, which, you know, they approved here, Public Works asked for a condition for a drainage study. And drainage studies are pretty expensive, right? Pretty expensive and expensive. They can. And so they worked with Public Works and found an alternative, right? They aren't going to need the drainage study anymore.
Right. They gave us information. 100-year storm, that's what we designed that to. We elevated it above the 100-year storm. Apparently, there's a lot of water out here when there's a 100-year storm. So we established the finished floor based off of that.
So when a condition is put on an application, when it's approved by the board, to remove that condition, even if Public Works doesn't want it anymore, they still have to come ask to have it removed through the way it was imposed. So that's why they're coming and asking for it.
Okay.
Waivers and conditions can get confusing, so.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Do we have any comments on it?
Anyone want to comment on it? It's a residential property.
Public Works is okay with it. It has to be okay.
Staff did recommend approval on that.
No, it is a residential, so it's not a commercial type project. Okay.
All right. I'll move that we approve the waiver of conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
You're done.
Good job. If you don't need those, all. Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Number one on our zoning and planning, UC 230066 Ellis Florence Trust. And Amp Hillcrest Investments LTD. Thank you.
So my name is John Sullivan, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Suite 650. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Jackson Dawson. With me is Greg Nicholas, who's the director of the Bronco Off-Rodeo program for Jackson Dawson, of which this is an adjunct portion. So some of you may be aware or not, but we've been at the Kimball Ranch, which is the Boy Scout Ranch in Mountain Springs, for about the last year and a half, with one of four programs across the United States for the introduction of the new Ford Bronco. And so they chose areas that have unique beauty, and they were in Moab, Utah, or in Texas, and we're up in Vermont, and then here in so a really cool setup that's been there. We've been in place for, as I said, a little over a year. At the year renewal, they had asked that we come back and talk to the county board to make sure there were no issues. There wasn't even a stub toe at the property. So the property has been run without an injury, without anything. It's really an adjunct or a reward for someone who buys a Ford Bronco. What they're able to do is for free, as part of buying one of the new products, to come and experience one of these four locations. So there will be only one location in all of America for the Bronco Raptor, which is the highest production Bronco that they have. Any of you familiar with Ford truck? It's the Raptors, but it's the highest end as well. So this location here in Sandy Valley, the program will still be based out of Mountain Springs. The cars will be stored there. Everything stays there. There'll be no facilities built here in the sense that there'll be no permanent structures. Cars will Cars will start there and they'll work their way along one of these BLM trails to get out to the property. BLM has approved it. It's gone through the whole process with them. They consider this to be a casual use, not requiring anything further from them, and provided letters that'll be given to the county to establish that. And from a community standpoint, we'll be coming into the area from up there, so it won't be driving cars through town or anything like that that would be disrupted. As you see the name that's been added to it, we're calling that Raptor Valley. Since we're here in Santa Valley, we thought it was kind of a cool name. The property itself is the Boss Mine, 90 acres. Everyone familiar with where it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured it, and we could spend a lot of time on the location. But just in case, there's only one application, so the technical approval, the one thing that the board needs to give its recommendation is a special use permit for a recreational facility for trails only with no permanent structures or facilities. Staff's looked at it, they've approved it. Again, staff, we went through a long process as to what this was when we got the original Mountain Springs location. Now maybe for a little more interest, and within your packets, this first part here is an ORX course that's out at Mountain Springs. I kind of wanted to walk you through what an experience will be for the people coming. It's a very full single day event. So they come in the morning. When they get to Mountain Springs, there's an ORX course that gives them a series of tests. The car has unbelievable, I mean, I'm going to have to read because I'm not the super car person, but from a technologically standpoint, they have goat modes is what it's called, right? We all think goat greatest of all times. This is go over any terrain. So a terrain management system, throttle control, a Haas 4.0 off-road suspension, electric locking front and rear axles. I know a lot of you know a lot more of this than I do. Wider stance balance, Fox live shock valves for rollers, stabilizer bar disconnect. So just a ton of technology put into this car to allow it to operate in what the Bronco history has been, right? As we experience what we have across this country in great outdoors, but do it in a responsible and a safe manner, and really in a sustainable manner, which is part of the program as well. You know, part of the instruction that goes on here for us is looking at like the flora and fauna that grows around here and showing somebody, if you run over that, not only are you destroying what you want to think of as a bush or a flower, but something might be living under that, you know, that's important to our ecosystem. And so really it's a knowledge-based program as well as teaching them about the car and how to kind of experience the Bronco life. Lots of safety features. And again, I'm not going to walk through each and every one of them. So once they work their way through here, and again, so you're going to have everything from steep declines, where they have a two-speed tracking, so you can get your foot off the brake and allow the car to just work its way down on its own. There's rolling areas, so you can work with the suspension of the vehicle, small dips and ramps. And then they'll have lunch out there and work their way around the Raptor Valley. And so as they get to Raptor Valley, you're going to have these two courses. And what will happen on a typical visit, somewhere between 6 and 8 vehicles will come. And they'll get here and they'll split into these two areas. So three of them will be, or three drivers will be on one side and three on the other using the 6 number. What will happen first, everybody will have a ride with an instructor taking them through the course to show them at a relatively simple pace what the course is like. Then one at a time with a Bronco owner driving and an instructor in the passenger seat, they'll go through the course. And so they'll go through what would be a slightly faster than what the instructor just showed them pace. Each one at a time, so the other two people would be out of the car watching what's going on, seeing, hey, he took a bad line or she took a bad line, and kind of deciding their own way how they're going to run through. Then the instructor will talk with them all, give them a sort of a grade discussion, and then they'll all get to do it again at a slightly faster speed. So it's a chance to sort of learn what the car will do and experience what the car will do, but always under instruction, so that if we end up with Mr. Crazy or Mrs. Crazy that wants to do something dumb, the instructor's there to make sure that it's done the way it's supposed to be. The car has unbelievable capability. We want to teach the people about that capability, but want to make sure that it's done in a safe environment. And obviously, a closed course is one of the best ways to really show people that. And so, two different sections of the course, each having similar things. There's an area as part of this course that sort of makes it like an off-road race course, so that they can kind of get the experience of making turns, sandy spots, and other things of that nature. Again, there's areas to test the both the suspension and the ability to deal with the rocking of the vehicle, climbing, ditches, jumps, little small jumps for here, but the chance to experience how do you take that, what's the right way to approach it, what's the wrong way to approach it that can get you in trouble. So at the end of the day, someone is then, and then obviously they're going to make their way back to Kimball Ranch. And so after a day of about 10 or 11 hours here, it's going to be a really full day of hopefully great excitement, chance to see Nevada, which a lot of people will be coming from, you know, all over the country, haven't had the chance to see anything more than what we've seen in the Las Vegas Strip, but a chance to then experience what we know as Southern Nevada here in Sandy Valley. So that's really kind of, I wanted to spend, there's not a lot for the application, so I didn't have a lot for that, so I wanted to kind of explain what they will be doing. So again, they'll enter from up above, so they'll never be down actually into the heart of Sandy Valley, and will exit the same way. And then this is the shape of the 90-acre Boss Mine property and the two sections that they'll be using for this. It's the board's kind of control is when they want to turn it over to you, but that's the end of my presentation.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about bathroom facilities for participants?
So
we're going to be there 7, 6, 7 hours, you said.
The total day will be longer. Their actual time at Raptor Valley will probably be in the 2-hour range. But we've got a couple of different choices. There'll be no permanent facilities. That's part of the application. So we can bring in temporary that we have to bring in and out each day. We can do it like hikers do, you know, we can do the bags and other things like that. We haven't made a final decision on that. If we do, some of the discussion is if we have a temporary, it would be talking, you know, potentially here within the town of our department or somebody about storing it and making it a shorter drive in and out. We would not leave anything on the property overnight.
What about gate?
Pardon?
Will people be allowed to drive in there on their own after hours, or will it be gated?
Well, there's not going to be a permit to go do like a swing gate or something like that. Is something you have to get approved, but we are going to put a chain up, right? We are going to have private property signs, no trespassing, chain gate. But we just drove it on our way in here a little bit, and you can see that there's some people with motorbikes that have made their way through there since the product has been built. The design will be intended to try to make people know this is private property, to stay out and to do everything we reasonably can.
So what I'm saying is all the participants that are going to be driving out there are going to be basically part of a group that has instructors?
Correct.
So there won't be any freelance people bobbing around there?
Correct. Like correct. 100%.
I'm unclear on the route. Could you describe exactly? Are you coming down the south part of Mount Potosi from where Bronco has a facility at the top? For several years, Bronco has had a facility at the top of Mount Potosi where the, not exactly where the antennas are. The south side of the mountain faces immediately on onyx, obsidian, nickel, pearl, pumice, quartz, jade, and other streets that have homes. So my concern is, and I am going to leap in here, because I and several other people in this room have homes. And we were told about another institution that was going to come in here, and it was going to be so quiet we would never hear it, or it would be like, and the one thing that nobody talks about is the mountain is an echo zone. That means when I stand on my porch and I look at Mount Potosi, whether school, and I go, whoo! You hear that in the room? Multiply that by 10,000. I can stand on my porch and I go, whoo! And he goes, whoo, whoo, whoo! So whether it's a gun, or whether it is a vehicle, or whether it's a jackhammer, or whether it's an angry redhead, it echoes remarkably loud. So I want to know the precise route. Where are they coming from precisely? Because that little map doesn't tell me anything.
So we'll be coming down from, there's actually two different ways that that we get access to the property.
Both. Can you bring that map over here, please?
So, yeah, I'll bring it over. So there's two different routes that we can access it. One of them does come down from Mount Potosi, the other one comes down.
I'm hard of hearing, so I'll make them closer and I'm safe.
So
don't shoot me, buddy.
So the other one comes down through Conway Pass. They both access the property through Kingston Road.
Kingston Road where?
Kingston Road.
Kingston Road by where?
The other on top of the hill.
Yeah,
the top of the hill. Kingston Road at the top of 53 where it curves going down on the other side to Good Springs, or Kingston Road where it comes off Quartz, or Kingston.
We won't be anywhere near any of the public. We won't be anywhere
near. Are you anywhere near Gunship Helicopter?
We've come past Gunship Helicopter.
Come past Gunship Helicopter. Yeah. Good. Now we got that. That's a great thing. I think the two businesses should merge, or at least help each other, so you can bring in the $135,000 owning vehicle that I'm not against money, I have a little myself. But just think of how much money those people have. And they can get inside one of those big helicopters because they can afford to do it. They're already here. Why not spend a little more money and shoot them all over the rock? I'm concerned with noise. And what's the noise factor?
So the noise factor is actually should be no more than anything else in town. Meaning just
normal, that's what I've heard before.
Normal traffic. So the vehicles are street legal. There's no aftermarket exhaust, right? So there's nothing to make the vehicle louder. And that is something that we are after with this whole thing, is to actually educate the owner of these vehicles on how to use the vehicle properly, right? You do see a lot of misinformation out there. You do see a lot of
bad. Are you coming from the top of Mount Potosi is what I want to know.
Oh, yes.
He's coming. Aha! So you are going to bring your people down yourself? Are you coming down Mount Potosi?
Define coming down Mount Potosi.
I will tell you exactly where the antennas are sticking up on the top of the mountain. This is pretty much a landmark for this community.
Okay.
And you're going to come down the south side, which is the side facing the school, for example, as a reference point. So because I've watched for 2 years, because I go out at night and I stay on my porch and I point my camera up the sky to play with the stars. And I've noticed for 2 years, two very nice slow vehicles. I'm not saying it's you, because I can zoom in that close. They come down the mountain really, really slow, like the lunar lander coming nice and slow down the mountain.
All right, you got to give us a question.
Toward Kingston Road, toward Gunship Helicopter. So yes, you are coming down. Now you're coming down Mount Potosi, and you're facing 300 residences.
That's enough. If you're going to ask a question, ask a question. We're moving on.
What do I do if it's too loud for me and my neighbors?
Okay, thank you. That's the question right there.
Okay. So what do we do if it's too loud for her and her neighbors?
That's enough.
So the way that we're going to be accessing this is that we're going to be coming down when we leave Kimball Ranch. Right.
What time of the morning is that?
You got to give him a chance to answer.
So we will be leaving Kimball Ranch. Right, so exiting Mount Potosi Road down to 160 down to Cottonwood Pass, right, all the way around, and then hooking Cottonwood Pass into Kingston Road, down past the gunships, and making the left onto what we're referring to as Raptor Valley, the Boss Valley, right? So that's going to be our approach, right, into the property. Right? So that's how we're going to be accessing the property. It's all public lands, it's all BLM. Again, we've been through this process with the BLM, and we've been cleared. You guys casually with BLM. We've addressed that concern through that means. And again, what I started to say a moment ago is that what's really important for us as a program, this is for Bronco Off-Rodeo as well as the Raptor experience, this is an opportunity for us to actually start to make a difference, right, within the off-road community. There's a lot of things you can see, through social media and through movies, TVs, advertising, etc. What we're after is education. Hey, here's a golden opportunity for you to use this vehicle, right, to explore, to see things, right, that most people can't see. And here's how to do it responsibly. Here's a way to be able to actually, get out there and enjoy nature all at the same time. Yeah, I'm a lifelong off-roader. It's something that I enjoy, and it's something that my son enjoys, and I hope that hopefully not anytime soon, but at some point my grandkids can enjoy it, right? So that's what's important for us as a program.
Okay, we got a question back here.
I have a couple of questions, and one of them will solve this issue. Are you going to put Booker Harris on these things?
No, ma'am.
Are you going to put a turbo exhaust system through this where it makes all that whining noise?
No, ma'am.
Then it's going to make no more noise than the car that we drive down the street.
Correct.
Absolutely correct.
Second, if we do have an accident, how accessible is that going to be for our EMTs?
No, great question. So actually, the property itself is actually accessible, right, from town, for EMT, and it is actually, as we get a little bit further into this process, right, what I'd like to be able to do is actually have emergency services come to the property, right, walk it, see it, right, so that way we can develop an emergency plan with them, in conjunction with them, to, address any potential emergencies that we may have.
This lady right here.
Yeah.
You said 6 to 8 vehicles. How often?
Great question. So we're looking at 6 to 8 vehicles at the moment. We're looking at a two-day operating week, right? So this is a lower, a lower volume, vehicle within Ford Motor Company. So we're looking at a two-day operating week. So Fridays and Saturdays is what we're looking at right now. Excuse me. And if that was to expand, possibly up to 4 days, but that would be, that's what we're looking at.
But one trip a day.
But one trip a day.
That was part of your question. I'm not sure what it was.
But if I pulled it up on the website. If I go by a Raptor, then I have the opportunity to do this, and I can do it, whatever you said, Friday, Saturday, any time of the year, every Friday and Saturday.
We operating on a March through, mid-December, format. We go quiet, for the holidays. And then through the winter, when I say winter months, January, February, we operate what we call, winter weekends, which again is just Fridays and Saturdays. So for Bronco Off Rodeo, we just, as of March 3rd, we're back into our season. So we're operating on a 4-day, operation week, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays. And then Raptor, we're looking at a Friday and Saturday, model at this point.
But the owners only go one time.
The owners only go one time. So it is a long day, as John was saying. It is a long day. The entire day runs roughly 10 hours, for the participants. Not all of that time, is over here in Raptor Valley. In fact, we're only over here for about 2 to 3 hours is what we're targeting over here. The rest of it is spent over at the Kimball property or, on the public trails, kind of to and from. So.
Gentleman right here.
There's a lot of people on ATVs and things out there. Do you close the area down, or do you share, or?
Yeah, I mean, another great question.
Not Raptor Valley. Sure. I understand that is specific.
But. So it's a great question. So that's something that we're not going to close it down. They're BLM trails. They're public trails, and that's, again, that's part of the education. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the trail etiquette? How do we get along, right? How do we coexist, with other off-road users? That are on the trail networks, again, really important. So what are the speeds? We're going to be, at the proper speeds, when we're on the public trail. So that's all part of the process.
So Kimball Ranch private property, we protect from people coming onto that. Mm-hmm. This property, private property, we're going to do what we can to, but otherwise, everything else is public and expecting that others will be using it.
No, I meant the road in between the properties.
Absolutely, that's BLM property for them to decide who's on it.
And that's also part of the.
What you got? One more question.
Yeah, no, to answer the lady's question there before, there's a 1 mile road from where the old Kennywood plant is, right up to the plateau where the thing is. You can drive a car up there with no problem at all, so there's no problem fire engines, EMS, anybody can just drive right up there. It's a really good road. It's actually almost 18 feet wide in some place. You can drive it. There used to be a gravel pit there. You can drive two tractor trailers past each other. And also, when it was running as a gravel pit, there was diesel tractors up there running in tractor trailers. You couldn't hear them.
So you're talking about where that old mill site is,
yeah.
Where that big pit.
Yeah,
right. That's where you guys are talking about running that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a complaint. That's where I go shooting.
I'm sure you're in the press house.
Just go shoot any Marcos. But I mean, I always pick up my trash. I'm one of the few people that do that. But I mean, that's where I like to go shoot. I shoot muzzleloaders.
Okay.
And it's the safest place to shoot them. I'm not worried about setting anything on fire out there.
I didn't bring my hearing aids. I couldn't.
Yeah.
One of the concerns a lot of people had over there, through, and this really, some half what I'm going to say really doesn't affect you, and some of it does. Sandy Valley is the best kept secret in Clark County. It's like low hanging fruit, which is ripe for the picking. People come out to Sandy Valley for peace and quiet. Down here,
peace and quiet.
Hold on a second. They also come out here for recreation. We have no industry here. We have a motocross track out there in California. There's probably more horses and dogs here than all human beings. You know, your thing would fit in nice. They came in here about 2 years ago to get a permit, a license to put up a shooting range up in one of the other mine sites, and it was like the fourth one. And everybody's, well, how many do we need? And I said, don't worry about it. 2 years will only be two left. It's 2 years, it's only two left. All right? So Sandy Valley is kind of like what you might call a besiege. All right? We're not attacked. I think this is fits in compatibly with the thing there. It's under control. What some people are afraid of is that you'll go get a conditional use permit for this. When you're not using it, you'll suddenly let it out. There's other people who want to carry on the tradition that you're carrying on. They're afraid of more helicopters, or afraid of more gun shooting and stuff like that. The paranoia.
Because it's happened.
Mary.
So all right, let's go.
What facts the human mind doesn't have it in bits, all right? So you guys seem like you're very honest, but we've had people come in here like Nicole Farms. He's going to grow tomatoes, he's going to can salsa, he gets a C2 zoning, gets a marijuana license. You know, I mean, so you got to understand there's a little bit of trust issue here with newcomers coming into town. You know, what sounds like what you're going to do is going to be very compatible, be a positive thing for Sandy Valley. You know, if there are any complaints, I'm sure you just leave a phone number or contact with one of your
guys,
with one of the board members.
Okay.
So if somebody has a problem, we know where to contact you. You know.
Yeah. You're going to be here after the meeting, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. After the meeting, when we're done here, you can ask for information.
Thank
and contact.
You, Greg. Is that your name?
No.
Randy.
Yeah.
Okay. All thank right. You all. Appreciate it. Looking forward to.
Yeah. Sorry. We have a motion.
Okay, I'll go ahead and move that we approve the use permit.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's move on to general business. Rick Redfin, president of Sarlo Boss Metals, will share information about their geological work. Core drilling, mine exploration in Sandy Valley area for discussion purposes only.
Yeah, all right, folks. Let's see. My name's Rick Redfern, by the way. I'm the president of it's a private company right now named Sahara Boss Metals, Nevada Inc. We've got a couple properties in Nevada, one in New Mexico, and we've had claims since 2017. We've got 103 mining claims that are east of the Boss Mine patented ground that they discussed right there. By the way, I've seen their track and I like it. It's good. It's not dangerous. It's good. I think it'll be good for everybody. And my current boss with the company, they staked these claims in 2017, and they say, who can we find to evaluate them to see whether this would be a worthwhile thing to do? Well, I got selected to do this. We've been studying it ever since. Excuse me, my allergies are acting up. As a bit of background, I'm a professional geologist. I got a bachelor's from Cal State Northridge, master's from UCLA, PhD. Exams passed at South Dakota School of Mines. I'm hydrogeology, so groundwater is one of my specialties. And anyway, I think that this property, east of the Boss Mine,
I call it the Sandy Prospect. It's up on top. There's a couple of little teensy diggings, like 20, 30 feet up top. This could be one of the best copper exploration properties in Clark County. It is. If you want a little bit of history about this, I first came up to take a look at this in 2003 with some friends of mine that were working on the property. Just got a quick look at the Boss Mine inside. And then an outfit called Boxer Gold Corporation out of Vancouver came, and they acquired claims in the area, which originally were actually some Asarco claims from way back in the 80s, even before that. And they did a bunch of work trying to figure out whether there was gold deposits that might be mineable, platinum group element deposits like we find at the Boss Mine themselves. Pretty much nobody looked too much for copper, but these guys, they drilled maybe 15 or 20 drill holes scattered around from all the way to the north end up at the Oro Amigo property, all the way down to Boss area in there. And they didn't find anything that was too exciting. So pretty much they haven't done anything in the last, since, that was 2012, they did their last drilling on the property. One of my friends, a driller, Rick Marcus, actually drilled the hole up on top. If you've ever walked up there and see, there's this wooden platform up top that was built, and that's where they you have to go up there with a small portable drill rig with helicopter support. And I've got some friends in Vancouver with Energold to have a teensy little three-part drill rig, which we could take out with a helicopter. After all of my work, I found indications that we could have a copper property, what we call a porphyry copper system, way up on top. You take the Boss Mine where the track and then the test facility is. You go way up on top where the white spot is up on top there. It's way up in there and heading a little bit to the east. Like, we purchased the Copper Chief Mine. It's like 15 acres right up on top. There are two other patented properties, the Mobile Mine and the Shenandoah, and those are owned by one guy in LA, I think, and another one in New York State. I try talking with them, but they don't want to talk to anybody, so we'll just ignore it and do our work. At any rate, I've come up with a target that's this side of the Captain Ground, and it's on BLM ground. And we've been studying this, and I think it's got a possibility to turn into a copper mine. But with these things, you never know until you drill them. And then the odds with the mineral exploration business are very low, 1 in 100 or even a lot less than that. But to me, it looks pretty good, and it's got a platinum group element system like Boss, but parallel and a little bit east up there, like all the Sandy Prospect. So I think if we came in and did five drill holes, something like that, we would be able to see, is there anything worthwhile? At the moment, you don't have to worry about anything being developed. We're not a development company, we're a prospecting company, basically. My job is, after we get some results, is it good enough for a big company to do the work? And these are typically $10 billion corporations who have all the money to do. Like, I used to work for Barrick. I live up in Belco right now. I work for Homestake Mining Company. Big companies do it right. They do it so that people are happy. And if it's not going to work, they don't do it. So, at any rate, what we're working toward now is just raising some money so that we can put in a few drill holes to see, is there really a target there? And pretty much that's it. We're just an early stage exploration company. Any questions?
Yes, I have a question. And thank you very much. It's lovely to hear a geological presentation. I am hobbyist, very low on the ground. And so the Boss Mine comes up in the National Geological Society leaflet of 1954 and again in 71 as uranium. Uranium is everywhere, and I don't know enough to speak about it, but it has a high, well, I can email it to you, and it's just pointing it out. I don't have a problem.
Three months.
Uranium. And also thorium. T-H-O-R. T-H-O, thorium. Thorium is up there. Yeah.
As far as I know, there's no.
But, well, there is. But, okay, so we have a fellow named James Sloan at the Southern Nevada Gem and Mineral Society, and he's a profound geologist, which I'm probably, you know, you would enjoy a conversation with him. So after the meeting, I would be very happy to provide James Sloan's number, and you can choose to call him or not, because he actually has explored.
Okay, the board wants to know
there.
What the question
yeah.
is.
And there is thorium, and thorium is a armor-piercing structure mineral. Yeah.
Okay, thank
part
you.
Part of our property has cobalt on it. It's the old whale mine. It's your driving line, Sandy Valley Road. The farthest out, the hill that's got those old lines going through it. But from what I see, it's too small to get any company interested. The gold and platinum elements are too small by themselves to get a big company interested. The only way we're going to be able to do this is if we can find a porphyry copper system. And I found a couple of rocks that say, yeah, these have been cooked and baked. Maybe there's a porphyry copper system. But we're not going to know until we put a drill hole in it. So
you'll come back and talk to us more if you're going to do some more stuff.
No, absolutely. Whenever you'd like to hear more.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, you come back and you can give us a different presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to keep everybody informed. I know we haven't been terribly busy, but the last 2 years have been really bad for small mineral exploration companies in both their market, most of them got bankrupt. So we're hanging in there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks,
Okay, let's go with comments to the general public. This period is devoted to comments by the general public. Matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on these matters. You have 3 minutes.
Okay. We just have three announcements. For those of you that don't know, on Mother's Day, we're going to have Sandy Valley Community Church. It's going to be doing church at the park at 11 o'clock. It's open to everyone to come. All the moms are going to get flowers and cookies. Just bring some a chair for yourself and bring some lunch to share with your family. The football team is going to be getting together in May and be in a car wash May 27th here at the fire station. I'll have more information on that coming up, but that's just going to help it out. And then I'm going to be doing my canning classes again, so I'm going to teach May, June, and July. We're going to do strawberry jam, cherry pie filling, and peach salsa. The classes are $10 a person, generally for women, but if a guy really wants to be there, I'm sure we would push him out. That'll be at Sandy Valley Community Church at 2 p.m. It's May 20th, June 17th, and July 22nd. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gail Beckman. Just a few things. I'm going to be putting out a sign-up sheet to see who has interest in not only adult co-ed softball, because we've had somebody ask about that, because we can use now the field at the park since the school has their fields going. And also family wiffle ball, which is like slow motion everything, but you can use even little kids, and you can only hit it just so far. So I'm gonna see if there's an interest in that for here at the park. Saturday is the pancake breakfast, 8 a.m. to 10:30 at the Senior Center. And this lovely lady does the eggs. Saturday, April 22nd, Earth Day at the Senior Center is noon to 4. And I should have asked when you were up, is the phone okay now at the fire department, the landline? I've been having people text and ask me if there's a new phone number.
We'll find out.
Oh, okay. I saw two texts on that. Okay, thank you. Let's see. And if anyone wants to be added to receive the Happenings newspaper on the 1st and Happenings Light on the 15th, come see me afterwards. I'll put you on the email list. I email to 500, and I'm trying to print not so many so we can be more ecologically responsible. Thank you.
Question for you. The eggs, the pancakes, are you guys charging extra for those, or are you going to include that in the meal like fire department does?
Stop it!
What?
You two talk.
All right. Anyone else?
Yes. Hello, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I am Larry Shoup. I am your Justice of the Peace in Good Springs Township Justice Court here. Been here doing this for 4.5 years. Time really does fly. Just to let you know, things are going very well at the court. We're busy as ever. Busier than ever. The legislature changed the traffic, the way they, some of the traffic laws are looked at and adjudicated, and it's gone from a criminal to a civil violation. There's a lot involved in that. That's not what I'm up here to talk about. That's created a lot of work. Now, if you want to know about that, come talk to me later. About a year and a half into this, I realized that the courthouse itself, the structure, everything in it, needed some upgrading and remodeling. So we started the process for getting the courthouse remodeled. Then, as you can imagine, red tape, it takes a while in government to get things going. About 2 months ago, we finally got the work started. It's moving along very quickly. There's been a lot that's been done. For any of you who've been in the courtroom itself, to me it felt like holding court over a kitchen counter. It worked, it was okay, but it wasn't all that professional looking. What's happened now is a new bench, chair railing, baseboards, all kinds of things. It makes the courtroom look more professional and judicial, like it should be. There's a lot of other things, a lot of other details in the courthouse, all around in the courthouse that have been done. We've had the all common walls from the lobby to the court, to the office staff have been we took off all the walls and had them lined with ballistic panels. So everything, ballistic panels all through there, with bulletproof glass in the service windows. Then little things like all the lights have been changed to LED lights, which is supposed to be better. I don't see a whole lot of difference, but my staff sees a great difference, fewer headaches, that kind of thing. So what I would like to announce is, because of all this, first let me say, when I look at it, there's a wow factor. For those of you that don't know, our fire captain is my bailiff. He keeps me safe every day. We have one of the members of the volunteer fire department and my other bailiffs. I have two of them here. We're going to have an open house on May 18th. So that any of you who have not seen it, you're going to look at it and say, this looks like it should look. To me, there's a wow factor. It looks so much different. But for anybody who's never seen it, is going to walk in and say, man, this is what a courtroom should look like. But it's a big deal. We're going to have the court, we're going to not schedule any hearings past 9:30 in the morning on that day. I can't not hold those hearings in the morning, but we're going to keep the court open for the courtroom, lobby, all in the back through the office. There's been some work done in the judge's chamber. Judge's chamber sounds like a very high word for a closet space office.
Tell them what you did in there.
They added a private bathroom in there too. So Ken will never let me live that down. But again, we're not going to hold any hearings other than past 9:30. We're going to keep the court open until 6:00 in the evening. We don't stay there that late ever, except for on that day. I don't anticipate that we're going to have a flood of people, but throughout the day, we're hoping that some people will show up and come and see the court, see parts of the court that you don't get to see if you just come in as a customer. But we'll be there till 6 o'clock. I know there's only a few of us here from the community, so we're gonna try to put this on Facebook and get it out into the community so that we can get some more people to come look at it. Again, I don't expect floods of people, but it'd be nice if
they were. Are you gonna have cookies?
We're gonna have some finger food, some kind of snatch food. It was downgraded from a barbecue giant party to some finger food throughout the day.
You want my silly question? I went out here 28 years and I have no idea where it even is. I really don't. I know where the post office is on Jean.
Do you know where the airport is in Jean?
Kind of over to the right where
I'm going. If you go to the airport, you have to go right next to the court.
Okay.
So it's in Jean. You go.
Well,
work your way over to the airport, and you have to go right before the building.
It's behind the Nevada Landing, or the Gold Strike, I'm sorry.
He's going to go to the fire station and the courthouse. He's going to put balloons at the entrance,
so that we'll know where to turn.
Helium balloons flying high in the sky.
If the road dead ends, you've gone too far. Well, it's a good thing you
don't
know where it is. So if you could just pass the word out around to you can put it in the paper. Again, we're going to put it on Facebook. It's kind of a big deal. It's for us. It's very, very, very nice looking. It's made a huge difference. And again, for us, it's a wow factor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on the two young ladies over there, how nice it was that they went all the way through from kindergarten to 12th grade with the same group of kids, and that their first trip was to Washington, D.C. I also went through school with the same group of kids from kindergarten to 12th grade. On your last trip was to Vietnam. That was the only thing I could think of was less than 3 minutes long.
All right, anyone else?
Am I allowed to take one more? Just a quick moment.
The board approves?
Sure.
Okay.
I just wanted to quickly say that part of this is there's no decoration on the walls right now. And so we thought we'd let the community be involved in submitting pictures, photographs that you've taken of the areas. What we have in mind is something that is about the area, whether it be a mine, a plant, the burros, the horses, a particular very recognizable mountain. I've thought about even taking the drone up and getting maybe a sunset and all the print properties in the sky view. I'm just trying to think out of the box. Right here, just as an example, here's the horses in Good Springs, something like this. Or one of the pretty cactus flowers. Not every photo that would be submitted would be used because these are going to be blown up and thinking maybe on canvas, 24x30 inch, big, nice. And we'll put a little plaque on there with a little description of what it is and maybe who submitted it.
And how much are you paying?
At first, I've been suggesting we do a contest. This is just going to be for anybody who wants to submit these kind of photos. And we make for every photo that is submitted, we'll put it in some kind of a book. We may not enlarge it and put it on the wall, but it will have to be really, really nice. Something that will be nice for the wall as well. But we can do. We're looking at the walls today and thinking we have room for maybe 8 to 10 in the courtroom. Maybe another 5 or 6 in the lobby. So keep that in mind as well.
Cool. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Last chance. Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Next one will be May 9th.
Next year is still your next year.